Hello and welcome to the Alter Aeon June 2017 monthly update audio presentation. I am Shadowfax, the voice of Alter Aeon. First of all, I want to mention that the summer solstice celebration begins on Saturday, June 3rd, and lasts until the end of the month. It is scaled for all levels, so even if you're a newcomer, you can jump right into the action. This year's theme is Light and Darkness, and revolves around the Planes of Light, the homeworld of angels. There will be four unique event areas in total. The first two will open on the 3rd, and the remaining two will open later in the month. The Puzzlewood Forest Survival Challenge will open on Saturday, June 10th. This year's challenge mimics the format of 2 years prior, with waves of random mobs of increasing strength and boss mobs to cap each wave. It is intended for high-level players. Try it on your own to see how far you can get, or play with friends to set a new high score. Here are some differences in how the puzzle wood will work this year. Mobs will now have a chance of dropping recovery items, such as scrolls, wands, and staves, and each wave will award the player with an extra special recovery item. This is to keep the action moving and help large groups survive the higher level waves. Quests will only advance if you kill a mob of the appropriate wave, but you can kill a higher level mobs to advance as well. This is to promote fluidity in groups so that players can help one another catch up. There will be 70 waves. If you do manage to get to the last wave, you will be rewarded with a ring of limitless possibilities. Or, if no one manages to reach wave 70, then whoever reaches the highest number wave will receive the ring after the event. In May, three high-level areas were released. The Island of Morja by Morpheus and Jamer provides a number of quests related to the nearby continent of Gianassi. The main quest of the Trollsinger area by Alessandra and Aziz showcases the new mining skill. Drak released another area for Saboria called the Ice Barrier and is working on his overall goal of completing the entire continent before the year's end. He also released a starting zone for clerics. Morpheus will also be releasing the Naphtali Tower of Learning on June 1st. Myrol, Tanthus, and Mystique are working hard to complete a collection of related areas for the southwest of Arceus, known as Fairyland. This 10-zone block is designed to challenge characters in the low to mid-20s range. It will offer complex and engaging storylines full of interesting and rewarding quests, unique new items and concepts, and lots of new beasties to meet, assist, or destroy. They hope to have it ready early in the summer. Mikano is working on two new level 37 solo areas attached to Atlantis. They are the Atlantis Academy, a renamed and completely reworked Atlantis University, which will be a quest hub, and the Atlantis Library, which includes a story quest that will enable you to discover the real history of the sinking of the city, as opposed to what you may have read in the history books of the Great Library. It is hoped that both new areas will arrive, bringing with them one or two extra new quests in the main Atlantis city within the next month or so. Following closely behind these will be a new level 28 area on Arceus, to the east of the Dark Forest, where players will have to deal with rampaging mutant villagers who have been diseased by something lurking deep in the mines. Last month, we implemented a Shield Slam skill for warriors, an entire set of illusion spells for mage, and the mining skill. We also reorganized the Cleric, Heal, and Harm spell groups to make them more diversified and easier for new players to use. Ranged weapons will soon be implemented. The code has been finished for them, and they are being tested in order to properly calibrate their accuracy and damage.